nice too. Whoa, I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. Mine didn't swing from a tree. Mine didn't swing from a tree.
It's a story about a king, King Rebop, and his dream. Down in the jungle, he dreams about a flower. He dreams about a bird. He dreams about a monkey. This monkey can play the drums. The reason the king has this dream, he's broke. He needs dough. And there's a missionary. Well, a monkey hurt his wing down a woolly woolly ling. He got busy, got bit by the beat of his. He hopped upon a hippo's back and with a grin he went into his dance. Singing zookity-acky backy, King Rebop said, hey, stop, you ain't exactly on the backbeat. Look at my feet, then he shuffled up a rhythm. Got the monkey going with him in a minute. They were balling the jack in the sand. So the monkey made a coconut tom-tom. Found an old drum that belonged to the voodoos. By the middle of the week, every native was a-speaking about the monkey and his medicine band. He beat licks with his sticks to a record by Bix, till his rhythm was the talk of all the Congo. He had a gnu play the kazoo, and a jug man rounded out the combo. One day, a missionary with a Bible and canary came riding on his donkey through the jungle. King Rebop shouted, hey, stop, Pop. I know a way that we could make a bundle. So he told the missionary with the Bible and canary about the monkey and the way he played drums. But he added he'd have had a little bit of bad luck and he'd like to sell the monkey to Frank Buck. Okay, said the man with the Bible in his hand, if the deal is according to Hoyle. I'll see what you got. I'll pay you a lot if you promise not to boil me in oil. Oil, 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 oil. So he went with the king down to Wool Wool Ling to see if it's a big hit, make a buck on it. But the monkey king kept raving about he didn't know from nothing at all. It was just another monkey. King Rebop then woke up, found out he'd been a-dreaming. And in a sweat, cause the little missionary with the Bible and canary said the king, it must have been somebody you et so long, boy.
You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
loved you ain't a doggone thing. Says the monkey to the lion on a bright summer day. There's a big fat cat living down the way. He talked about your folks in a heck of a way. A lot of other things I'm afraid to say. The lion jumps up all full of rage, like a Harlem cat that's blowed his gaze. He meets the elephant up under the tree. He says, now, big boy, it's you or me. The elephant looks him from the corner of his eyes. Better find someone to fight your side. The lion jumps up, he makes a fancy pass, but the elephant knocks him over in the grass. They fought all night and they fought all day. I don't know how the lion, well, he got away. He come back to the jungle more dead than alive, and that's when the monkey really started his jive. You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. I found out you ain't a doggone thing. His temper when he's jumping up and down, and his foot missed the limb and his head hit the ground like a bolt of lightning and a streak of heat. The lion was on him with all 4 feet, but the monkey looks up from the corner of his eyes, says, now, Mr. Lion, I apologize. The monkey on his back studies up a scheme. He's trying to trick that Jungle King. Be fair with me, I wish you would. I'd tear you up all over the wood. The lion jumps up, squares off for a fight, but the monkey jumped completely out of sight. So if you bother me again, I'll turn you over to my elephant friend. You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
Some afternoon snacks to be the chimpanzee. eye, staring fascination and secretly I'm wondering if he just might be a distant relation. Although you laugh and say it couldn't be true, remember he might be a cousin to you. And if you don't believe it, go to the zoo and watch the chimpanzee. I dreamed the whole night through. I dreamed that I was all alone at the zoo. I had some peanuts and some jelly bean too, to feed the chimpanzee. I dreamed the cage was empty, vacant and bare. And so I walked right up and pulled up a chair. Ate all the peanuts I was planning to share with the chimpanzee. Even though you giggle and think it's kind of silly, I can tell you right now in my situation that I could see that you and me all might be related distantly. When I woke up, I was surprised as could be. There in the crowd, I staring curiously. I saw my baby and the chimpanzee, and they were watching me.
Listening to your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that wraps up the monkey portion of this evening's program. At least I think it does. Off the top of my head, I'm not thinking of any monkey stuff. Oh, never mind. Shh. I didn't say that. Roll it back. Take it out in post. It's just about time to begin this evening's radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Before we start, we want to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. And we also want to thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his assistance. The initial radio obituary is for Gitachu Mercuria. the Ethiopian jazz saxophonist. He just passed away at 81, and it's the initial radio obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Post-initial radio obituary is for Bill Henderson, the American jazz singer. He began his professional career in 1952 when he started performing in Chicago with Ramsey Lewis. He also recorded with jazz pianist Horace Silver on a vocal version of Senor Blues, which was a jukebox hit in the mid-1950s. And of course, that was the vocal version, as though you had any doubt. He went on to perform and record with Oscar Peterson, Jimmy Smith, Count Basie, Eddie Harris, and so many others. He was contracted to the VJ label between 58 and 61, where he recorded his first album as a band leader, Bill Henderson Sings. Bill Henderson just passed away at 90. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ain't she sweet? See you coming down the street, and I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Ain't she nice? Look her over once or twice. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she nice? Just catch the eye in her direction. Oh me, oh my, ain't that perfection?
La 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 la
The next radio obituary is for Michael Shepard, the longtime LA concert promoter. He also founded Iridescence and Transparency record labels. He was a tireless advocate for experimental and avant-garde music. He brought Throbbing Gristle to LA in 81. He put out records by Sun Ra, Aleister Crowley, and the LA Free Music Society. He was the genius behind the Celebrities at Their Worst CD volumes, which overflowed with obscenity-laced outtakes by John Wayne, Buddy Rich, Barbara Streisand, and many others. No, I didn't bring them tonight. Michael Shepard just passed away at 59. But I brought other stuff. You'll appreciate it. I know you will. Especially as we return to Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites. Even members of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars. That did happen, didn't it? I'll have to go back and look. But bringing it back to your monkey content. Well, monkey-ish content. Close enough for jazz. It's the next radio obituary for Michael Shepard right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. right out and touch you, but knowing you're the one to greet me and meet me. Two alone in the darkness, be starry eyes. How can I get to you, my true little starry eyes? What can I
have got to be the strongest bunch of people I ever saw. This is our second gig. This is the second time we've ever played in front of people, man.
Bummer.
Stop at the 7th Street a minute and walk into a girl's washroom.
Down to my place for some coffee?
Hey, I'd love to.
She was only 14, but she made a strong impression on me.
Really beautiful.
Really, really beautiful.
I mean, really attractive.
Cleanup Radio Obituary is for Lola Novakovic, the Serbian singer, hugely popular during the 1960s. She even won the Eurovision Song Contest. And, well, no, she didn't win the Eurovision Song Contest. She was in it in 1962 and finished fourth, which is still pretty good. She just passed away at 80. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Lep je kao cvijet, vedar kao smijet, sunčan kao dan, novi ritam taj, nežan kao san, leti kroz noć, još samo čas i on je tu kraj nas. Igraj ovu bosanovu, igraj celu noć, igraj ovu bosanovu. Igraj sa mnom sad. Svuda leti, leti opet pesme glas. Dok ritam sveće nežno hrli nas. Igraj ovu bossa novu dok traje noć.
Igraj sad, Miki.
Igraj sad tu bossa novu. Igraj sad tu bossa novu. Igraj sad tu bossa novu. Lep je kao cvijet, vedar kao smet, sunčan kao dan, novi ritam taj, nežan kao san, leti kroz noć, još samo čas i on je tu kraj nas. Igraj ovu bosanovu, igraj celu noć, igraj ovu bosanovu. Igraj sa mnom sad. Svuda leti, leti ove pesme glas. Dok ritam sveće nežno prli nas. Igraj ovu bosanovu
Idrisat mi ti.
Idrisat tu bossa no. Idrisat tu bossa no. Idrisat tu bossa no. Dai veseli ples.
The antepenultimate radio obituary. I can't believe I'm going to actually fit in this many. We'll see what happens. Is for Gato Barbieri, the Argentine jazz tenor, saxophonist, and composer. He rose to fame during the free jazz movement in the 60s, known for his Latin jazz recordings of the 70s. He played clarinet and later alto sax while performing with Argentinian pianist Lalo Schifrin in the late 1950s. I couldn't find that they ever recorded together, though. That made me really sad, because you know me and Lalo Schifrin. In the early 60s, while playing in Rome, he worked with Don Cherry, the pocket trumpeter Don Cherry, thank you very much. And his score for the film Last Tango in Paris earned him a Grammy and led to a record deal with Impulse. He was the inspiration for the character Zoot in the Muppet band Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. Gato Barbieri just passed away at 83. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here, Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We'd like to continue on some more of our Looney Tooney tunes for your listening enjoyment this wonderful spring night. While you're at home or riding along. This next composition is a composition of our own, which we entitled Elephantasy. This is entitled Elephantasy.
Thank you.
Ultimate Radio Obituary is for Gail McCormick, the American singer best known for her work with the rock band Smith. She just passed away at 67. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The ultimate radio obituary is for Billy Paul, the Grammy Award-winning soul singer, known for his 1972 number one single, Me and Mrs. Jones, as well as the 73 album and single, War of the Gods, but not quite so much. Billy Paul just passed away at 81. We're going to go all the way back to his very first single, because I love this one. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Don't you fret. You can bet one lucky day you wake up and your blues will be forsaken. One lucky day lovely love will come your way. Get set, a bluesette, true love is coming. Your troubled heart soon will be humming. La di da la 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 di da. La di da la 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 di da. La da 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 da. We love and do you love and do you do and do and do and do you love. Corner. Love wrapped in rainbows and tied with pink ribbons to make your neck ring down your gold wedding ring time. So dry your eyes, don't you cry, don't you fret. Good and good times are coming, Bluesette. Long as there's love in your heart to share, dear Bluesette, don't despair. Some blue boy is longing just like you to find someone to be true to. One lucky day, lovely love will come your way. Rainbows and tied with pink ribbon to make your neck spring down your gold wedding ring time. So dry your eyes, don't you cry, don't you fret. Good and good times are coming, Bluesette. Long as there's love in your heart to share, dear Bluesette, don't despair. Some blue boy is longing just like you to find someone to be true to. A lucky day, lovely love will come your way. Just be today. May just be today. May just be today. May just be today.
Am I black enough for you? Am I black enough for you? Am I black enough?
That wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Billy Paul, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. It also wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank, but we'll be back here with you next week for yet even more silliness for your stick-shaking action. We'll hang out with you all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. We have nothing special scheduled coming up. You know, I should really start working on the calendar again one of these days. There's a million things I should start working on one of these days. But that's probably not one of them that's going to crop up quickly. Not till it's time for us to start building the calendar on the way out to the, oh my goodness, I'm saying it right now, because it's May. The Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib. This is about the time of year every year that it comes out of my mouth. Go figure. It's just because I haven't seen January Fairy since the last one and probably won't see her till the next one. So no wonder I'm excited already. No wonder. One final tune to go out on. And then, like I said, we'll be back here next week. And we hope you stay tuned all week long to your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.